Daf Stamach Beis Amid Aleph Shloach Zenu Delo Habitachshit Shlo Elo Derech Malbush, because it's not considered jewelry to him unless he's wearing it like clothing. Mechusa Ar Deleka Genusa. There is nothing insulting to the amulet in my little basic case. If he goes into the bathroom with it, Velo Boy Lemishkel, he doesn't need to take it off. Cholit Tzvul Me'Avakav the Mechusa Ar, even though tefillin itself is covered by Ar by hide. Why Shabra Igaros Shaparshas Kasubas Behem, the four literally letters, the four different types of parchments that the different parshios are in the Shal Rosh are written on, Techubois Bedefusin Shal Ar, are stuck into these forms of Ar, you know, the boxes of our Tzilin Shal Rosh. Hasam Mishum Shin, Shal Asuyama Ar Hachitza and Atzmai, which is made from the outer or either skin hide of the film boxes, you squeeze out two, three different points that are going to look like a shin, Meshakai, which is from the shin of the Neshem Hashem of Shakai, Vadalit, Vayud, Asuyim, Bekesher, and the Dalit and the Yud are made through knots, Shekoshar, Haritsuo. You're going to tie the scrap achas atzofim achas amizrach, one in the northern direction, one in the eastern, come in dalad like a dalad. Ritzu katana ma'oy tuluya ban, there's also a very small scrap hanging from it. The aimba el kfifa come in yud, it's only a little bit bent over like a yud. The kfifa ba'od ha'or lach, and you bend it over while the or is still wet and moist. The kfufa la'oylam, and it stays bent over forever. And you see, Rashi seems to be saying clearly over here that the back of the Rosh is a Dalad form and not the Mem form, which is a discussion for more in Maseches Menachos. Zarda is Brunya, which this is a armor. San Varos is Koiva or Tachas Koiva HaMateches. It's a hide leather helmet underneath the metal helmet. Pizmaki is Ampilio Shobarzel B'Mochama is metal iron socks during wars, armor boots. Masnisin b'kolyer mafarish b'gemaris can explain the gemar v'chin kavelus and sotu kavelus. Plaitin is balsam. It's balsam mishcha. The afarsam. It's the oil of afarsam and balsam. Chayev eschatas kasevah lav tachshit. And he holds that it is not considered a jewelry. Amar ula b'chilufon me'isha tabasko. It's going on the ring. The tabashi yishal of choisim. A ring which is a signet ring. Im yotzel your potter. If you go out with it, he's exempt. Ve'meinel of choisim. It doesn't have a signet, v'yotza is chayv chatzis, and if it goes out into the public domain, it'll be chayv chatzis. It's talking about a man. The sakin shemachasim him of the neshama that they cover as a raincoat. Sakin is malbush sakin. When it means to wear a sack, it means a clothing that's made of a sack-like material. Elakol adam alma afalgav the low regili bay. And we see from this, even though he's not normally using it, migul the lagabe high takshet, lagabe high nami takshet. That since it's for it works, it's considered jewelry for one person, and it works also for somebody else. It's also considered a jewelry. Hamoitzi tefillin b'Shabbos b'shuk. You find tefillin in the market on Shabbos. Oh, b'derech or on the road. Machnisin le'ir derech malvish. You bring it into the city while you're wearing it. Zugzuk derech shu levish b'chol. The way that you wear it during the week. Echad b'rosh v'echad b'zera. One in the head and one in the arm. B'cholzim you take them off. B'chayzer meniach zugachin. You go back out and you put on another pair. B'machnisin and you bring it back and you bring them in. B'chin kulin so to all of the pairs. V'echad the isha hakad the lav tachshet the isha nido. Even though it's not considered jewelry for something normally which a woman would wear. Migud habitachshit la'ish, shari af la'isha. Since it's considered jewelry, it's something a man would wear, so the woman is also allowed to put it on in order to bring it into the town. Laila zman tefillin, hubachin shabbos, hilkach li'olam zmanim, therefore it's always the zman of tefillin. They ain't zman kuhu, they don't have a set time. Shit ha'im mitzvah sim mitzvah asay, shit zman gromo. That should be considered a time-bound mitzvah asay. The potter nashman, which would then exempt women from it. Hilkach. Therefore, Nokat Laila v'Shabbos is mentioned both night and Shabbos. We should the pluksu b'teraya this machlokas by both of them. We have ispiru leil Rabbi Meir bechad minayu the lav zman tefillin. Who, if Rabbi Meir would have thought by one of them that indeed it's not the time to wear tefillin, nimsa zman kavula tefillin would come out that there would be a time, a set time for wear tefillin. Havlu nashim b'turis, and the women would again become potter of either of them. You need the fact that both at night and Shabbos would be the time to tefillin in order for not to be considered time down. Therefore, it's considered a jewelry for a woman. This is going on in the mission of Otsos Tabas and taking out the ring into the public domain. You're taking it out like while you're wearing it on the finger. This, which is not considered a jewelry for a maichayev eschatzos. Why is she chayev eschatzos? lo hotzia keder kolam motzian. It's not, she didn't take it out the way people normally carry things. She kolam motzi dovrish ain't otakshel. Anyone's wearing, taking out into the public domain something which is not considered jewelry for them, motzino some biyoto, they would hold on to it. But lo derech mabosh, and they wouldn't wear it. She's always sending out sealed things to the people who are underneath her employees. Lamer tnu kach v'kach mois laboni, and tell them that you should give this amount of money to so and so. She always is holding on to her signet in her hand. Therefore, it's normal for her to put on her finger. Even so, it's not considered jewelry for her. It's not normal for women. So it is normal for her. But is her normal way of taking it out into the public domain? That which Ula said at the beginning of the sugya, that the reverse is true by men. Atabas, Shainala Choysen, that they're chayiv, they're wearing a ring without a signet on it, but it's a not normal way of taking out something into the public domain. Because it's not normal for him to take it out in the way that you're wearing it. It's the safe, or the box to put the store in. The Yeshua Forshim Shakusu Chasuma Boy, that which the box is sealed with, when you open up Chazor and Chosema, so you have to go reseal it. But only here, that doesn't seem to me, Rashi says, the Imkain, Menachos Be'etzba, Ashim Echazen, Lobayel, Lobayel, we should say, she put on her finger until she returns it to her husband. That would have been the proper way of phrasing it in the Gemara. It's Uman Lestakna, Umanich Be'etzba, Amadir Chotzah. You see, that's the normal way of taking it out. Mechab Nosa is Nushka'a, Al Shem Shem Echabenes, Ukosheris, Miftechei Echolok. It's a type of needle which they would use to tie and close up the open flaps of their cloak. Chumrosa, the pylon, Keshe Shekosher, Bo Sam, Shishmo Phylon. It's something that you would tie together, a particular sam which is called Phylon, Marecho Orev. And it's got a pleasant smell, Hulaz Balsamu, and it seems to also be some sort of balsam type thing. But Isha Sharecha Ra, a woman who has an unpleasant odor, to Anasalah, she will carry it as a perfume or deodorant, more as a perfume. Rabbanan Sari Takshit, who? Hilkach Ebyotza, if she goes out, Patur, she's exempt. Amil Lechatchil Lotesi, she can't go out in the first place with it. Lechatchil, then we'll shuffle Machvi, because perhaps she'll take it off and show it to her friends. Lemir Melaniach Bitzvar, to put it on her neck. Kamol Shakov Arami, like that, so you take it and put it on. Because it's embarrassing to her. Here he says it's permitted, and over there he just said you're exempt if you do it. That which he said, it is Potter And that Braisa, there's no Rabbanan over there, it's just Rabbi Meir. The Gabi Chiv, the Rabbi Meir, Shaykh Mesir Belezer Poitir. Since Rabbi Meir said that you're Chayiv, so it makes sense that Rabbi Meir would just use the term that you're Potter, you're exempt. Even though really, it doesn't know it's only Potter, meaning Potter of Alzer, he holds it's even Mutter Lechachila. Ha Kikai, a Rabbanan, the Masis and the Yel, and the earlier Braisa, the Ari Rabbanan, but there was the sheet of the Rabbanan. They were Amru Potter, and they said, Potter, Parashar Belezer, Behedi, the Mil say, since Rabban already said that you're Potter, so Rabbi Elazar had to go and argue on them, because he held that it's not only Potter, but that you're also Mutter, so therefore he had to say that it was Mutter le Chachila. Now, Samuch Beis, Omud Beis. Umay Rabbi Meir, Heche Ashkhan, Aribo Rabbi Elazar below Rabbanan. Where do we find that Rabbi Meir makes a statement that the Rabbanan do not, and still Upolg Rabbi Elazar, Alei, and Rabbi Elazar is arguing with him? It might have remembered the Rabbi Elazar Poiter, when Rabbi Elazar says your exam, the high Poiter, Haino Mutu Lechatchila Kolokimno, and that Potter means that it's really Mutter to do, as we said, because Yeshba Boisnem Plaiton, when the spice is there. Yeshba Hu Chumrasa Hosuya Kikmiya, it has in that the pouch which is made like an amulet, they came into Yeshba Boisnem, since it has the spice in there. It's considered a jewelry for a woman who has an unpleasant odor. And that she's to take off and show it to somebody and end up carrying it, we also don't have to worry about the armor, as we said, the gunusulah, because it's embarrassing for her that she needs it. The actual just case is pouch is not considered a jewelry, and she'd be chayav for taking it out. So it's Samaris, how the katani, that which we said, ain't bo boisem chayev, that there's no spice in it and the perfume in it, that she's bechayev for taking it out. Amot the kosar Rabbi Elazar, that we see from this Rabbi Elazar holds. Hamoitzi oichon b'shabbos b'kli, a person is taking out food into the public domain, and the food is placed in a kli, in a vessel, pachos mekasher, and the food is not mounted on the food itself, you'd be chayv for taking it out. This is a discussion with later in Masechta. Therefore, pachos mekulgeres, gilukhaimon, because you're not chayv for taking out food if it's less than a gilgeres, a dried fig, as we'll say later on. Chayv mi ala kli, so we chayv on the kli, v'lo armina, ha kli tofo lehen. We don't say that the kli is only incidental to the food, v'lo mechayv, and therefore you're not going to be chayev for taking out the kli, shalom is chayev and hotzi elo mishum oichlin, because we'll be following the svar, the logic that you didn't take out the vessel only because of, you're only taking it out because of the food that's in it. Upluxihi al stam mishnah, hashinu perkam nitzin, there'll be a machlekes on a stam, a consensus mishnah later on in the Masechta Ketanei Poter, af al kli, that says you are exempt even on the kli. The ha'embo boysim, kepachos mekasher tam mishah, kli causes a reach, the kli absorbs the smell, the sheer hotzas b'sam b'kol shehu, and the sheer of taking out spices and perfumes is only just a small amount. V'kem shein the kol shehu, since it's not that small amount, even habi recha pachos mekasher, the actual smell is less than the actual amount that you need to take out to be chayev. Ketani chayev, so we still say chayev. You're chayev. V'lo arminim nasa kli tofel l'rech shebaseicha. We don't say that the vessel, the kli, becomes incidental, secondary to the smell that's in there. The arecha lo mechayev, and on the smell, you're not going to be chayev the pachos mekasher because it's less than the sheer. You can't say that the kli becomes incidental to the smell. There's nothing actually there. There's no substance that's there. But I even call that there's something there, but it's less than a small amount. It's just not considered anything. But if there was something there, an actual object that was there, but it was just less than the amount that you needed in order to be chayiv, then that's the kli tafel lo upatar. We would say that the vessel, the kli becomes incidental to it, and you would be exempt on everything, both on the food, which is less than the shear, and on the kli. Reishis shemanim, mufchar shebashmanim, the best of the oils, gozar, mishum tsar korban, or because of tsar over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yam ha'itis ha'plaitav, this is plaitav v'hai kura b'tanug mishnah, and that pasuk is talking about things which is pleasurable, shalohi naistin leiv, ledivar ha'nevim, ha'nivnim, ala peronios, because they weren't paying attention to the words that the Nevi'im were saying to them, that were telling them prophecies on troubles are going to happen. And then they were still busy with their pleasures. That which are drinking these things, which is called Mizrkei Yayin, but Rabbi Asi Pirsha, they explain, Kanishkin, which is a klishuchas arach, it's a long glass vessel, the lotion of Piasna has two spouts to it. But Yain Nizrak Mizel is in, and Yain can move from one to the other. Shemizark and Ali de Umdis, it's a talent. Number of Achalil, as we say in the Perak in Mesefa Sukkah, in Perak Achalil, Matayal, but Tamani Kasei, they were doing juggling with eight cups. Hokinami, the Asa Lemishde, Hashta, the Kanishkan, is going to ask her to drink with this Kanishkan thing. Mashtinin, the Daik Masrukin. We're making an inference from that which just says it's smelly, some of just saruch, which is like a urine. The Dayanis, I mean the Baravari Psachim, we say in the 10th parak of Psachim, Shara the Daniusa, Novel Shmei, the Malach, the angel in charge of poverty, his name is Novel, the Novel Kari Le, and they call him Novel, the Oy Mokum Mius, and he likes disgusting places. The person who's urinating in front of his bed, that's also something which is considered disgusting. Arum orcha de milson nokat is telling us something which is just common. Mitochshu who arm, since he's naked, so the chutz lahashni doesn't go outside in order to relieve himself. The tarechu lo lebosh velatzis, because it's just difficult for him to get dressed and go out. Avol lavroi les lebosh akiluach the stream orech. Aruch benites lemerchak, it flows far away, and also nitzas is also when it's splattering to far away from the bed. Moshe v'lo moshe she'enu rochitz m'shafshev yofel, he's not washing in and wiping his hands properly. Elam at mayim, he's only using a small amount of water. Could go on reviews, but something like an exact amount of a review. So look, el iski tachshitah she'enu roy. So look, this lady doesn't want to buy it for her. Gavoho haino kamis gufa, that's standing up straight. Telechna to use grunsha holchus ekav bitzad goydel, they would step very, take very small steps where the sole would reach the toe. Lamait hiluchan, in order to make it that they would take small steps. Argus is either because the people weren't looking at them, they wanted to look more, or they were trying to cause people to look at them. And she would take small steps and make her walking take a long time. And the people who's stretching out their necks walk slowly. They don't see their feet. Of the eyeshadow. They would hint and wink towards the young men. Seeker is lashon habata. Seeker means to steer and gaze. Halach v'tafav shayim halchas aruchu b'tzad katzara shetir tzafa al roish chaverta. It appears as if she's literally floating on top of the head of her friend. Who noylan, that's considered something beautiful, makes you notice the taller woman. When the suicide and they were married, lafika from sapra kanusin, therefore admit discusses why they're acting improperly, attracting attention of other men. Like it says, Maseches Avos, since you killed, you got killed. Tafsena kamova v'kaskas al musar avil. Like it says, the pasuk who erish anochesh, it's this poison of a snake. The korele achas is called achas al shem she'enu matilo elai dekas, because it only puts out the poison and ejects the poison when it's angry. B'chaolos nochesh kusu, that's an angry snake. Namokim kamo hamak basaro, the flesh is like rotting away. Silsil is a bindle, no, it's in a very nice belt. Nekofil chaburos, it's wounds. Noshin hamenakin fraglov, the person who's banging his feet. V'nikiv sivchei hayar, and so to that, as it says in that pasuk. Miskashtois, hainosar, that's here. Shisirkos from afarkosos, that they comb and they smooth out. Miskashtos doimel makshe, it's like a carved out thing, ain't no trikin. It says you learn it out from it, like it's the trikin. It's a Rashi table, so and spelling, you combine the word into a contracted word. The sigil is no trikin, pesach gila. It's also a contracted word, which is means a pesach gila, opens the door. Oysomakum, it's a euphemism for the place, that place, which is also a euphemism for the woman's reproductive area, what we would call the vagina in English. Kitachas yoifik, you call elo yavolocha tachas yoifik, all this is coming to you instead of your beauty. Kiva is kiyuta lecha, is a liquid, kamos shechna vikivi, the kedusha in the plimoi. It's like different types of pus and other things. Pishen, kamo pishchem, it's referring to like their doors, which is once again a euphemism. Shenofshu kakitan shokos dam kaziva, they had a menstrual flow of a lot of it. Yaris kamo vesar kada, she's pouring out from her, by Rivka, that she was pouring out from her kad, from her jug. Kiyars and the smell of sire that fill of here, and the muscles of Tashmish, and it's disgusting to the man when he has to have Tashmish. And Anshe Shachatz Medavrim, Blashin Gavav, Velagi Safa, they were talking in an arrogant way and in a lewd way and hinting it. Sadas was a Tashmish, it was a euphemism for relations. Pasamela was a Pa'ula, woman who had relations before you, being with you. Sheina Mela Psula was a woman who was a Psula, a virgin. Pasamela's Biraya Balaz. And Gordely is Lovlan, Haya is a white wine, which is also a euphemism, as we'll see in the next album.